Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 16th of October at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about why so few of us consider changing our mortgage providers. And we'll be looking at the psychology of being an entrepreneur and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ellen O'Riordan in the Irish Times reports that the High Court has agreed to hear urgent applications from Ryanair and Aer Lingus seeking to challenge the recently announced cap on passenger numbers for Dublin Airport during next year's high summer season. After hearing the airlines intend to lodge their legal documents on Friday, the judge said that she would set aside time on Monday to deal with their requests for court permission to pursue their claims. Their intended judicial review concerns the Irish Aviation Authority's decision to limit Dublin Airport passenger numbers to 25.2 million for the summer of 2025, and which runs from March until October. Both carriers told the court that they planned to ask for an order pausing the effects of last week's decision. Bloomberg reports that the EU has prepared a list of American goods it could target with tariffs if the former President Donald Trump wins the US election and follows through on his threat to hit the bloc with punitive trade measures. New levies against US firms aren't a base case for the EU and will only be used to retaliate against a move by the White House, according to people familiar with the bloc's thinking. The EU's favourite approach would be to seek an agreement with Trump on some areas of common interest, such as China, said one of the people who spoke to Bloomberg. And Trump said that as president, he would target countries like China with tariffs anywhere from 60 to 100%. With a 10% across-the-board tariff on imports from other countries. He could also impose countermeasures against European digital services taxes that implicitly go after US technology champions. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that Europe's recent warning that the state must take specific steps to speed up planning permission for green energy projects could be a wake-up call, according to one industry figure. The EU this month warned the state for failing to make new rules streamlining permissions for wind and solar developments part of Irish law. Paul Gallagher, the head of onshore technologies at EDF Renewables, dubbed the EU move a wake-up call.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.